One of the most enigmatic and fascinating exhibits in the Mambrini Museum is undoubtedly this scepter from the Mavaniola excavations, which emerged during the archaeological research carried out in the 1950s. Its interpretive history offers a journey through time. Initially catalogued as a simple bed knob in the shape of a lotus flower, it was later described as a knob decorated with plant motifs, perhaps part of a piece of furniture. Only later studies, enlightened by comparisons with Roman monetary iconography, revealed its true nature. It was not a piece of furniture, but the tip of a scepter surmounted by a globe, the universal symbol of Roman rule over the world. This interpretation is confirmed by the extraordinary discovery made in 2005 at the foot of the Palatine. The insignia imperii, including globes of glass and chalcedony referable to scepters, parade arms, and banner holders. One of these, perfectly preserved, is the scepter attributed to Maxentius, with an 8-petaled flower finial holding a dark green globe. Its similarities with the galeata find are striking, suggesting a direct link with the symbolic realm of imperial power. The globe itself has a long history. It already appears on a Republican denarius of Gnaeus Lentulus and reappears consistently on imperial coinage, a tangible symbol of Rome's claim to world domination. Its shape recalls ancient philosophical concepts. Anaximander, Pythagoras, and Plato had hypothesized the sphericity of the earth well before the Christian era, and by the Roman era, as Pliny the Elder recalls in the Naturalis Historiae, it was an accepted scientific fact. This remarkably enduring symbolism spans the centuries, reaching as far as the Middle Ages with the Crucigere globe, the sphere topped by a cross, held by Christian emperors as a symbol of earthly power governed by faith.